Boom, boom, boom. It's your boy Enigma September, and you're now listening to another episode of Freedom Train Presents the Enigma Sep Hour podcast. Here we focus on the latest in hip hop news while delivering interviews with some of the best hip hop talent around. Thank you for taking the time to vibe with your boy. I appreciate it. Yo, you can find live recordings of the podcast at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927 and twitch.tv/EnigmaSep9. Also, make sure to follow me on all social media at EnigmaSep9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSep on Instagram and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSep. Yo, if you're interested in placement on the pod, make sure to contact me through my email at EnigmaSep@gmail.com. Yo, the podcast is supported by Freedom Train Network, and Freedom Train Network is supported by PAX Inc. Now, you can find more information about the organization at PAXInc.org. Also, if you shop through Amazon, you can use the Amazon Smile Program to donate funds to the organization to support this podcast. Speaking of that, we also got other podcasts on the Freedom Train Network, including Lessons from the Screen with Patrick Irvine, On the Shoulder of Giants and the Fix Sports Podcast with my man Joe Ward, Shelby's World with Queen Shelby and Queen Candace, and Freedom Train Radio Podcast with my man Pat Joe. Now, y'all, with that out of the way, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour Podcast. My son, baby.
I get it off, I'm selling coke. Blowing smoke every day, I don't ever choke. I ride by myself, low key, they never know. Yeah.
Leather coat, so black, how this almost soul seems to all stay spaced out, cause they tell us cold. Never low, heavens no. Cold with the hellish flow. Talking shit yeah. Like a jealous.
Yeah, I'm scraping in this bucket like fuck it, that's why I bend it. Dipping in the corners, they ducking soon as we spin it, cause we look hella suspicious, but nigga, we just be chilling. But don't mistake it, we still in it for the killing, nigga.
I came in with a flip and I got two more tons. Whole bag full of something smell like you.
I got some hoes in the cup, bitches, you gon' fuck. I got some stuff in the trunk, nigga, you know what?
Rolling stone, stone out gelato, I'm a roller cone. She's still rolling, pills gone, and we home alone. Hold the phone, nigga, getting dough sitting on the dome. Got a problem with it, then I'm Morris, it was gone long.
Yeah. They ain't got my fucking money and I'm going home. I'm always right, so I don't know where I'm going wrong. I'm all about my money and that's why I'm always on the phone. I like to be alone, getting stoned while I'm in
I
my zone.
I swear,
nigga,
say they shooters just wanna be in the movie. Do a little hit and forget your name like you cootie.
Smoking on a doobie before I hawk up a loogie. This bitch got the cooties, but I still hit the coochie.
I came in with a bottle and I don't got cut. Whole bag full of something smell like you know what. You know what?
All black, two dope truck. And if you don't know nothing, nigga, you know what?
Nigga.
No sound effects tonight. Anyway, man, we back. This is the Enigma Sep Hour podcast, episode 202 in the building. What's going on, man? Shouts out to my man Oplex. I see you. Yo. What's good? What's good? Had to take a little break last week, but we back in it, man. And we back in it with a repeat offender. You know what I mean? My man was just on just 9 episodes ago. You know what I'm saying? Decided to run it back. So I got my man, Midas the Beast, back in the building, back to let y'all know they got some other things popping off. So you need to be prepared. So be ready for that. You know what I mean? Be ready for that. But yeah, we got to get into it real quick.
I know, yeah, I thought that, took some time off, and now all of a sudden, he can't get his shit together, but, psych, I got it together, bitch.
All right, let me look at myself. Okay. Yo, we're going to get into it, man. Ain't got time. I ain't going to get into that. I'm going to get into the shenanigans, man. Speaking of the ladies, you know what I'm saying? Y'all out here wilding, bro. Y'all out here wilding. So, of course, yesterday, you know what I'm saying? I'm recording this early for those who don't know. Yesterday was the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the Chiefs. Look at my father-in-law right now. Yo. Oh, he don't care. Mr. John, how about the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Them Chiefs, bruh. They did that. Shout out to the Eagles, though, man. Shout out to the Eagles, man. They all right. Jalen Hurts is out there balling. You know, just, you know, Mahomes and Reed. And the refs were just too much. Yo, anyway, it was a good game. But they ain't even the punk. They ain't even the punk because, of course, this is a hip-hop music podcast. So Talk of the Town was, of course, Queen Rihanna with the pot belly. ASAP Rocky did it again. ASAP Rocky did it again, my boy. What was it? Cat. Is it part two? We running it back ASAP. But that ain't the point, man. That ain't the point. I ain't even here for that. That's not Rihanna. Condolences to Tarif, because it's look here. I made a post on Facebook. I was like, man, he might as well go ahead and put a ring on it. And tell it my man Dar, you know what I'm saying? He wanted to. We don't do that no more. Look, bro, it don't even matter because he locked down for life anyway. That's why I say you might as well put a ring on it because it's like, bro, the baby got you even more connected than the ring. So you might as well just, hey, man, let me, you know, after two, now one, like, all right, you can ride out. You know, we did that. Cool. You know, I'm going to go in. But, dog, you got two or more. You got two or more. Put a ring on it, dog. Go ahead. Where you going to go? Can't go nowhere. And I know there's maybe a couple people maybe listening and be like, that sound like me. Yeah, nigga. Yeah. Go ahead and put a ring on that. Oh, you should have, bro. Stop playing. It ain't even about it's the right thing to do. What else you gonna do? That's what I'm saying. What else you gonna do? You got more than one. You might as well just go ahead and sign the paper because you ain't going nowhere. You stuck with her for life. So, E, what you saying? You got one, you ain't stuck with her for life? Yeah. One, you so, but two, that means there was a period in time where y'all had a baby and y'all was still rocking. And then you got more than two, child. Come on, man. That thing was good to you. It was good to you, bro. You got a lot of us. We know. It was good to you. Anyway. enough about ASAP. About y'all haters, though, man. Look here. Yo, anybody that's out here hating to my...
I don't really gave a good show.
Man, shut your 9-to-5 ass head up, man. Shut your 401k ass up, man. What you talking about? Bro, this woman was suspended at least 50 feet in the air, dog, while pregnant. Like, look here. Being suspended that high, even if she had, like, suspensions or whatever, like, if any horrible, tragic thing would have happened, she would have fell off. Let's say she survived. It's a possibility. Number two, got wings. Bro, no Red Bull. Dog, she, what you want? What you want? This lady put not only her life, but her unborn child's life in danger for your Dorito and cheese eating that head ass. Shut the hell up. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, what's wrong? What do you want? We want enough fireworks? She didn't have a fucking twin shark like fucking Katy Perry did? What Katy Perry did in different than Rihanna? Please let me know. Except a viral moment. What did Katy Perry do? And I know damn well y'all went out there hype when they had the Who out there playing. I know you went in front and center, in front of the TV, like, oh my gosh, man. I forgot the name of the drama. I just know you got in trouble about some pedophile stuff back in the day. But anyway, y'all, you weren't sitting there front and center when the Who was playing. So stop the cap. Like, that's spectacular. I thought she was gonna. Nigga, she did what she was supposed to do. She came out there. All she did was come out there. I don't know about y'all. My bar was low, regardless, because Rihanna ain't really known for much in the first place. I mean, except she got hits the whole time before the lead up to the Super Bowl halftime. All you heard, she better not play that Black Panther 2 song. Yeah, she better not play that slow song. Guess what song she didn't play? Thank you. Not only that, bro. She gave y'all straight hits, straight flames, all the way through. She ain't try to experiment and come with like a album cut or come with some new joint. Like, yo, I'm going to try this out in the Super Bowl to see if they like it or not. No, she can't. Straight fire. Boom. Her and the sperms. That's what we call, according to a joke that Felicia showed me. It was Rihanna and the sperms. It was Rihanna and ASAP Rocky sperms dancing around her on stage. That's all we needed. Just give us the hits. And honestly, I know what it is. I know what you guys are looking for. You guys were looking for the collabs. Collabs. Did I say the collabs? So my eyes up. You were looking for the Drakes. Some of y'all crazy mofos was looking for Chris Brown, Kanye, Jay-Z. Who else he collaborated with? Calvin Harris? Comment section. Yeah, pop off. Oplex, music guy. It was Calvin Harris. She got a little, I think that's a number one hit. What's a little, I don't know. Love Calvin Harris' little EDM joint. Anyway, but she came out and she just did it by herself. That's all she needed. We need the flares. Just come on, perform the songs. It's halftime at the Super Bowl. I'm sorry if you weren't interested in the Super Bowl. I saw a lady with a shirt. It was like, I'm here for the Rihanna concert. This happened to be a football game in between or around it. How weird. Or something like that. Look here, if that was you, oops, I'm sorry. That was a really good game that was played. Oops, I'm sorry. Rihanna didn't really think she had to pull out the stops for the Super Bowl. Just give y'all some songs and be out because y'all have a football anyway. I mean, bro, look here. Probably 65% of the people watching the Super Bowl probably only knows about two Rihanna songs. Probably Work and the Calvin Harris joint that I can't name because I'm a football fanatic. No, I'm not. but, bro, so if you thought you would come out here and play like your favorite album cut, sorry, dummy. Oplex said, she doesn't need to cut another record in her life, bro. Those hits can feed several generations. My boy ain't never lied, man. So that's how the Oplex, Mo Mackie, Y'all need to get y'all shit together, bruh, so we can get this trifecta back. All right? I need my Wednesdays to be popping with y'all boys on deck. What's good? Let's go. Let's go. Set the bar, mix show. I know I'm not the one to talk noise because they've been running my jacked up ass commercial for the past 6-7 months. So I'm not the one to be really be talking about people getting their stuff together because ain't it. Anyway, but real talk though, you know, waiting for y'all boys to bring y'all bring y'all asses back, bring for y'all return. And yeah. Thank you. I knew Oplex was gonna come in the clutch. That's my boy. He said, "This is what we came for." It's a song with Calvin. Thank you. This is what you came for. Now, she played my song. She played my song. The only song I was really looking for. Oplex said, "Man, we coming back. Issues with loop back. I understand. StreamYard, first of all, bro. I told y'all about the StreamYard. But no, I know y'all got it handled, bro. We being patient. There's no support is here, and I'm continuing to support y'all, especially on this joint. But yeah, no, she played my joint. Played Only Girl in the World. That is my baby Mackenzie's favorite song. At least at some point. It's probably some what's the little white girl name? I really can't think of her name. What's the dancing white girl with the blonde hair? Oh man. Anyway. But at some point, when Mackenzie was like 3 and 4 years old, Only Girl in the World by Rihanna was her joint. So Rihanna played my baby song, even though that song is 10 years older than she is, 6 years older than she is. But it don't matter. I was happy. So congratulations to Rihanna. Congratulations to ASAP Rocky. And yeah, man, like y'all haters, man, just shut up, bro. You sound dumb. Yeah, anyway, moving on to the next topic. I know y'all heads like, yo, E, you spending time on a hip-hop podcast talking about Rihanna, my boy? This is what we doing? Most of it was about Super Bowl. Shut up. Let's get into this hip-hop joint. Top 50 rappers, according to my laptop, will work correctly. According to Billboard and Vibe, .com. You know what? It's congratulations. It's congratulations. You know why? Because I'm not a damn hater, bro. I'm not a damn hater. And because I don't have a top 50. I don't have enough time for y'all. But E, you took like a week off. During that time, you ain't had time to sit down and no, nigga, no. No, I did not. I did not have a top 50. Yo, Billboard and Vibe for sitting down and saying, look, we're going to conduct this list. And of course, the list came with argument because that's what lists are for. Okay? Duh. Of course, it's argument. Of course, it's going to be like, man, who y'all playing? Now, I'm going to say this. And speaking of something I wanted to mention last week, because I know a lot of people say, man, why y'all worry about the Grammys, man? Y'all know the Grammys ain't ever going to represent hip-hop or represent real music or represent, you know, whatever. I get that. My concern really isn't if the most artistic or authentic music is going to be rep. I understand that it's the Grammys. What usually trips me out, and especially what happened last week was, two weeks ago, is even for the Grammys, what they did wasn't even on par. Now, they got rap stuff right. Kendrick won Rap Album of the Year. That was on point and expected. But, Beyonce not getting album of the year. Just and the thing is, again, like, yo, it's the Grammys, bro. What you think? Like, they gonna do that. Yeah, but no. And honestly, I'm gonna move on. This proved to me. Actually, it was a good thing for the Grammys in my eyes. It proved to me that the Grammys are the Grammys, and it's no conspiracy about what they do. They are who they are. That's it. Because if they really were contrite, if they really were just out here trying to push the buttons, Beyonce would have won. I was like, for the Grammys to truly want to be on point in the world, Beyonce would. She's the most decorated, won one of the most awards in the awards history. She ain't even done yet. Yet she never won Album of the Year and didn't win this year. What? It would have behooved the Grammys to make sure she won. So the fact that she didn't makes me realize it's not the Grammy. I mean, it's not like the committee. It's not a committee. It's not like a group of people in a dark room saying, no, Beyonce isn't going to get it this year. Nah, bro. No, it's the Academy. It's all the old white men who came up listening to freaking, I don't know, not Billie Holiday, clearly. who still, you know, remember when it was nothing but jazz records being nominated back in 1954, that's still out here voting. And so, yeah, you ain't, I don't know, freaking Elton John. Then, literally somebody had a quote that was just like, well, Beyonce thinks she's important every time she drops an album, so I'm not going to vote for her. Like, duh, nigga, what you think? She ain't going to think she ain't important. Every artist think they're important when they drop an album. Why is that a way for you not to vote for her? Anyway, yeah, they racist. Back to the topic, which, again, this is what it is, my boy. I don't know why you mad. Let's say this. There's some critiques. And my thing is, I ain't mad at the top. Interesting enough. I'm not mad at the top. Honestly, I ain't going to be mad at the top. Because a lot of my top five were in the top. Who that E? Biggie, Kendrick, and Eminem. That's most of my top five. I ain't tripping. My top five is in there. They was in the, at least what, top 10? Yeah, I think y'all in top 10. So, but no, my thing was like the bottom. Like, first of all, you got Dre. Bro, no. But Dre dropped the most classic West Coast album ever twice, with N.W.A. and with Chronic. Bro, it don't matter. It don't matter. That rapper, as a rapper, as a producer, cool. As a rapper, no. You give that credit to Snoop or the D.O.C. or even what's your boy's name? I can't even think. Oh, RBX. Like, Mailman. You know what I'm saying? No. You don't get that to Dre, bro. You don't get that to Dre. So, why is Dre on this top 10 list? That's not going to work for me. And then also, too, I'd be a hater, bro. I'd be a hater, but I'm going to stand 10 toes down, because if I didn't mention it, if I didn't speak on it, I wouldn't be me, and those who know me wouldn't be true. Gucci Mane do not deserve to be on the list at all. Not in the top 50. Gucci Mane had influence in the South. No. He said, just a slot mouth as I sound now. Nah, bro. No, I don't care what influence he introduced to Migos. He introduced the world to all the Southern rappers, and if you weren't for him, nah, bro. I would rather, I ain't a big fan of him, but I at least give him the props. And I know it's Gucci Mane's favorite rapper. I would rather, what's my man? Golly. 3-6 Mafia, old boy. Anyway, even if it was Juicy J, I'd rather Juicy J. I could have gave it to Gangsta Boo. Like, it's, no, not Gucci. Y'all want to say I'm hating, but not Gucci, bro. That was That was it. I know they wanted the South to represent. They want to seem unbiased or whatever, whatever. But no, Gucci not top 50. I don't care how influential he is. He too whack for that. He too whack for that. I'm sorry. So other than that, look, man, it's Billboard. It's Billboard is its Vibe, and which I'm surprised Vibe still exists. And also, too, man, it's the Criteria. You know what I mean? I do think KRS-One and Rakim were way too low. Melly Mel was way too low. I mean, the fact they got Melly Mel below Gucci, anybody below Gucci, I probably even would have stood for Gucci being 50. But anything beyond that is like ridiculous. Like, there's no other rapper on there that is worse than Gucci. None. There's a ton others that's way better than Gucci. Like, shouts out to Ja Rule. I know Ja Rule was like, yo, man, should have been me. Everybody was clowning him like, nah, you got knocked out by 50. I would put Ja Rule above Gucci any day. Easy. Tell me how many Ja Rule songs you know. No, like, not even just you, because I'm from the South. Imagine a regular person. Tell me who would know Ja Rule and who would know a Gucci song. I'll wait. Anyway, before we get up out of here, man, move on to the next track. Got to give a RIP somber moment, man. The True Goy, the Dove, a.k.a. Dave, of Tribe Called Quest. De La Soul. Man, I was hurt. Like I mentioned on IG, Feet threw it in my face. Not in a funny sense, but she thought I knew. So she was like, look, this person passed away. And I looked and I was like, no. And I think the shock just got me. And so I was just, I said a thug to her, man. But no, it was just so many memories. Of course, they were part of like one of my favorite songs of all time, which is Feel Good Inc. with Gorillaz. And then also one of my memories just as a child, I remember just being on a field trip, second or third grade, and remember me, myself, and I just like looped in my head because it's so catchy. And not to sit here and act like I'm the biggest De La Soul fan. Shout out my man DJ A to the L. I know like people like him are like really super crushed. You know what I'm saying? So I don't feel like I can really speak on the legacy properly, but it hurt. It really hurt. And also too, you know, it was just about to get their songs, their albums on streaming apps after, you know, fighting to get the masters in control of their music. And they had just got that going, and then this happened. So, yeah. So, man, just rest in peace. Hope he rests easy, man, and peace and blessings to his family, his bros, Pat Noose and Maceo. Prince Paul, I told Fita the night, or last night, rather, like, he just lost his right-hand man just, like, maybe 2 months ago. And then to lose, you know what I'm saying, Dave, is just, like, that's a double blow. So, peace and blessings to Prince Paul, man. I hope he all right, man. And just the whole hip-hop in general. Just sad 50-year anniversary of the culture and losing our soldiers too soon. So, anyway, man, I'm going to get into this next track, man, and then hold on, I gotta check some. Make sure I ain't blowing stuff out. Reverb not even heavy right now. But yeah. Also too, I guess before I even get into it, So it's just memories. Boom. So I do have this. One of the sad things, one of the tragic things when you lose hip-hop artists, especially this young, is that, you know, that chance that you may get to meet them or see them perform. And I was able to get that chance with De La, me, Stess, A to the L, went to, and eventually JC, went to A3C back in 2015 and was able to see them get interviewed. I forgot who they got interviewed by. Yeah, I can't remember. I don't think it was, Cactus Jack. It was somebody. But regardless, man, they would see them talk, you know, see him perform that night. And oddly enough, that night was able to see Fife Dawg perform before he passed. So, yeah, man. So go out and see these legends, man. Go out and see these legends because you never know when it'll be too late. So, man, if we can get to this next track, man, then we're going to come back with an interview real quick. So, y'all hold tight. It's my man, YNX 716 and Akil Ali with Any Time. We'll be right back. This is the Meek Myself Hour. You got time, baby.
716. The sun shines, illuminate the mind. That's how I fed the earth, embedded curse. You can see my carbon right inside my shirt. How it works, I planted both my feet right inside the dirt. I'm vulnerable, expressive, poker face is how I hide my hurt. Too many chapters of life, you gotta master self. Starve the ego, cause success is only half the wealth. Family curses, we just suffer, we don't ask for help. Premonitions in my dreams, it's like the path was dealt. I took some losses on this lonely path. I often laugh, but turning really gracious when they saw the cash. I unattached. I learned to scan the user, talking ultra fast. I am the catch, and golly is the vision that I manifest. Yeah, it's flex, and failure is an option that I can't accept. Cause darkness and the light create a picture, that's a silhouette. Cause in darkness and the light create a picture, that's a silhouette.
You're from the dark when it's done inside. It hurt the soul when you womanize. Topping off the lies, high none the lies. And on the road it's been a bumpy ride. From intercourse attaching, we soul ties. She say she love me in the same breath. She yell, go play in traffic, nigga. I'm like, oh well, I try my best and I go to hell. Swell, fuck it, cause I won't ride your coattail. I refuse to do it. She said the only thing you love is music. And your mama, that was true shit. I might have blew it when I trained my mind. The only loved one, where did this come from? You got some loose screws, but in the end it only helps identifying who's who. I thought I knew you, thought we was connected like Bluetooth. I guess not, it's dry tears in your cum spot. That's where the fun stop. Only got one shot. Shooting for first is just a prop. The voice of Lucifer stopping the clock.
When you feeling low, know it's time to rise. When you feel you getting close, you know it's time to rise. You can feel it in your soul. You know it's time to rise. You can feel it in your soul. You know it's time to rise. When you feel you getting low, you know it's time to rise. When you feel you getting close, you know it's time to rise. You can feel it in your soul. You know it's time to rise. You can feel it in your soul. You know it's time to rise.
Boom, and we back. It's your boy Enigma September. This is the Enigma Sep Hour podcast, brought to you by Freedom Train Radio. What you just heard was YNX 716 and Akil Ali with Any Time. And we here, man, with the man himself, back at it again. I mean, my dad's the beast. What's up, my boy?
What up?
Yeah, I appreciate you, man, right in the back. You know what I mean? Nine episodes. It's like you never left, man.
Yeah. You know, it's like coming back to the crib.
No doubt. Matter of fact, man, I gotta make it down there. I gotta get out to Orlando. Just first of all, just to see my moms and my sister. But man, so we can wake up, me, you, get my man Stess out the crib, mm-hmm. and wake up. But we gonna get into it. Got a new project, Devil's Playground. You know what I'm saying? Ready to go. Matter of fact, I saw you at the live, I think it was about a week ago, a week and a half ago. You know what I'm saying? We were premiering the tracks. And, yo, I ain't gonna front. The visuals. I don't know if I was just drunk. No, I wasn't drunk. but, no, the visuals were super dope, bro. Super dope. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Congratulations on that. What was the science behind those visuals, man? And how did you get, what is different artists and like, how did you get everything together like that?
when you say visuals, you mean the artwork or the videos, the artwork?
Yeah, the videos too. The videos too.
Okay, so I mean they're kind of a derivative of each other. My man, fat shout to my man Yo-Yo Lopez. Yo-Yo is my video guy. He's a part of the team. You know, Midnight Society. Yo-Yo is just, you know, one of the members of the team, and he's our visual threat. You know what I mean? So his whole thing is making sure that the visuals fit the music that, you know, me and Deli are doing and I'm doing. So he actually, how we came with that artwork was I actually saw some artwork that he had shared on his IG. And I was like, yo, what's this? It was just some wild picture. And he was like, yo, my homegirl drew this. Mm. And I was like, yo, your homegirl's crazy. Like, what's really good? Like, we need to get her to do the next next project. And he was like, say less. So he connected me with homegirl and her name Polly, shout out Polly. And she went, I mean, I told her the idea and I'll be honest, what she sent back was nothing that I thought, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, but it was one, imagine this, you know what I'm saying? Type shit like that. And that's honestly, when I work with people, man, like, you know, I be wanting you to be as creative as you could be. You know what I'm saying? That really helps. So she went to town, man, and did the front and the back cover, and it was lovely. And then, you know, I had Yo-Yo come in and do the topography on it just to make sure the lettering looked good. And then, of course, you know, off the same essence, Yo-Yo was the guy who, you know, had the right locations and ideas for us to do these videos. So, you know, it's a team thing.
Yeah, man. And so, like, with the videos, because I'm trying to think, were the songs that short? Because it seemed like it was maybe two and a half minutes. Not even, it didn't seem like that was long. So, were those just snippets, or were the songs just, you know, in and out?
Nah, that's how long the songs are.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right, trying to see if I can get. Okay, sounds like the Bing. I thought they had it up. Oh, I was trying to get the visual of the joint. Try to pull it up real quick. But no, that's dope. Because of course, you know, in this day and time, you know, people only got they what they call it, the attention span. It's mm-hmm. only so much, so mm-hmm. you know, we're able to just be in and out, and you know,
yeah, there's enough going on in the rhymes, like, you might as well run it back,
no doubt. So, it's also, well, here we go. I can blow this up, get this for y'all real quick. But also, too, man, I got word that you linked up, with somebody over there in the West Coast. So you can tell us a little bit about that, you know what I mean? What's going on with that type of situation?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Gold Chain Music 2023. You know what I'm saying? Just a couple days after the album dropped, we came back and dropped the Gold Chain album. You know what I'm saying? So I was on my DMX shit. I dropped two albums in like a week and a half or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, you know? So that's out to the Gold Chain family and shit. Yeah, you know, that's just, you know, the conglomerate. And we had been working on the project for a little bit. And mm-hmm. it just so happened that the timing hit where, you know, that shit came out right around the same time. So that's love. And then there's a lot more that in store. You know, we got another volume of the Gold Chain Music in the stash. You know, me and Big Bro PA got an album together. That's you know, in the stash, getting ready to get where it need to be so it can touch y'all eardrums and shit. But yeah, bro, just been working like a savage, man, trying to get these joints out.
Right, right. So, like, how many projects are we gonna get this year? You named like almost like 8.
Yeah, I mean, shit, man. You know what though? Honestly, it'd be dependent on other factors and shit. So, like, I mean, a lot of projects could come out this year. Mm. It just depends on other factors. I'll keep it a buck. Most of the projects that I'm getting ready to release this year, they was ready last year. So, you know, like, it just be dependent on shit. You know what I mean? There'd be background shit to figure out and everything.
Might be Prince. That's what it is. You gotta have jewels in the vote. So
yeah, well, you know, it might be artwork you waiting on, it might be videos you waiting on, it might be, you know, mixing you waiting on in some situations, you know what I mean? But what I can tell you is the vocals, the songs are completed on maybe 3 more projects. Okay. where all the songs are done, you know what I'm saying? Me and my man Michelangelo, all those songs are done. That's looking like it's gonna drop this year. Me and Sado Gold, all those songs are done. That's looking like it's gonna drop this year. Me and Planet Asia, all them songs are done. Mm-hmm. That's looking like it's gonna drop this year. Me and Sharp, my brother Sharp, all them songs are done. Yeah, fast shout out to Sharp. All them songs are done. That is going to drop this year. Somewhere between, you know, if you count Devil's Playground and the Gold Chain music, I would say somewhere between 5 or 6.
We need that.
Yeah.
We need that.
Yeah.
So y'all already see my man, my day is going to be back at least 3 more times.
Yeah, you know, let's get it, man. Like, honestly, we gotta let niggas know what's going on out here. You know, I was on Twitter today. Was it Twitter? I was on Twitter or IG or something. Man, I just be seeing these guys gassing up all these MCs, and I'm like, these niggas is who we gassing up?
Right.
Man, right. I gotta put out more work, bro. Like, if this what we doing, then I gotta show up more, bro. Like, fuck. If you work for McDonald's, right? And like on your off, like you be skipping out on work all the time and shit.
Right.
But on your off day one day, you pull up to the McDonald's and order some shit, and then you get the double cheeseburger, it got one patty, you know what I'm saying? It's ain't no cheese on it. You know what I mean? You like, what the fuck? You're like, you know what? Maybe I need to go to work more.
Right.
You
know what I mean? Like,
they obviously don't know what the fuck they doing.
Right. Right.
It's all that time.
Yeah, it's needed, bro. Because honestly, you know what I'm saying, with you and the other guests I've had, you know what I'm saying, this year, it been some heavy hitters. Some heavy hitters, you know what I mean? So, like you said, we need to get it out there, let people know what's good, so you know what I'm saying, we can get these lames out of here. I remember I had this had an argument with my cuz. Well, I had an argument about some other shit. Literally some other shit. And I made it a verse, and I was like, in the verse, I was like, you know what I'm saying, we fussing and fighting about what's in the toilet, but at the end of the day, we need to flush it. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, we can argue about the bullshit, but honestly, we just need to get the shit out of here. You know what I'm saying? Get the bullshit out of here and let's focus on the real. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, getting people like you and you know what I'm saying, artists that's really out here and putting quality music out here, let's do that instead of, you know, arguing about, you know what I'm saying, who whack or who shouldn't get the shine. Like, nah, let's shine on the people that's really doing this shit and doing it for real. So
Right.
So yeah, so I'm just saying that to say all those out there, man, y'all make sure to check out Devil's Playground, available. You know what I'm saying? It's available all streaming apps, right?
all streaming, also Midnight Society Music.net, you know, but all streaming services, you know, YouTube, you know, all that. Just, you know, we wherever you want to come find it, come find it. But I'm gonna tell you, I put an early bid in for album of the year. You know what I'm saying?
It's work.
I put an early bid in for album of the year. I want the smoke. Like I'm a scream at myself. Like if motherfuckers ain't talking about it, I'ma talk about it. Like I put an early bid in for album of the year. When we get in November, I don't want niggas forget what happened in February.
Word. You know, word.
Some ugly shit happened in February. So that's I need everybody to go get that and show that support, especially if you know, like if we love this kind of hip hop, like we gotta support it. You know what I'm saying? We gotta pull the streams up. We gotta make sure that people know that it's out there. So we can keep doing it, or else we ain't able to do 5 or 6 albums a year. So
word.
That's really the move there.
All right, bet it up. All right, before I get you out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? Cause I know you're a busy man. We got here. It's album mode time. Not album mode time, album promotion mode time.
So yeah, for sure. I actually got a gold chain meeting after this.
Okay,
so
okay. Yeah, get the business together. You know what I'm saying? No slacks.
You got to figure out the next albums and the next albums. You know
right.
I mean?
No sleep on this. There's no sleep. Yeah. Yeah. The grind. Yeah. Is there any possibility we're going to see you outside? You know what I'm saying? Especially if it's something soon, go ahead and let people know where they can find you.
Man, I'm always outside. This is what I'll say to that. I know I'll be in New York, running around media shows and the like, end of March, last week of March. I'll be down in Miami soon doing some things down there. You know, and then I'll be back in LA before the summertime. To go mess with the Chain Brothers and you know, and if you're in Orlando, if dudes is in Orlando, I'm always outside. Come see me. So you know what it is. But now I'm gonna be running around. I'll be running around doing media and doing some shows and things and getting out there and getting, you know, touching the people and all that.
All right, bet that up. So man, I appreciate you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Following through. Of course, nothing but support on this side, you know what I mean? So we're gonna do that. So what we got? We got for y'all. We got this Nowhere, and then we can hit y'all with his Voices. Again, already flames, yeah, ready to set. Yeah.
No,
again,
no,
appreciate you, my boy.
Both crazy. Run that up.
Word. Again, y'all can find that on your streaming apps. You know what I'm saying? Anywhere you find his music, and then go from there. So I appreciate you, my boy.
Super love.
No doubt.
When these next joints drop, we're gonna come back. We're gonna do it again.
Do it again. Y'all heard it first right here on Nick Myself. We running this. We're gonna keep running this wide open, my boy. Stop playing with us. Anyway, it's Nowhere. His Voice, my man, my dad's the beast. This is the Nick Myself Hour podcast. You got time, baby?
I love, baby. Well, we ain't going. They lust the level, but them devils ain't been. Them devils ain't been. What's hard to touch, see us coming out the cut. Never caught it in the sleeping. Red dot them when they wasn't Middle Eastern. You might have found them face down floating in the deep end. Ain't have to peek and he was holding home in Beacons. Alone on weekends, stole a show to own the season, hold the seasonings. I had to do it, couldn't reason with him. I slightly paused, I saw the seasons with him. But only slightly, reduced to 6 degrees of separation to 3. Produced his expiration date, my preparation to feed. They moving, we cruising, coops of stupid music, looping low key. It's never love, I'm hoping Cupid's deceased. Look, we got a problem, Houston is beast. The Hogan feather boa go with the sneaks. We know police, but we patrolling the street. We spend more on spilt Patron and foes holding their jeans. My dick in hella heavy pocketed, you'll notice we lean.
Well, man.
You ain't going. They lust the level, but them devils ain't been.
Back, boy.
Them devils ain't been.
Back.
was hard to touch. You seen us coming out the cut. Out the cut. Out the cut. Coming out the cut. Out the cut. Coming out the cut. Out the cut. Scraggly beard thanks to 2020. Before the Rona had the mask on for lifting 20s. Back then the firm handshakes weren't for getting friendly. Long chats with grandma like, damn, ma, there's something in me. She plead, go talk to Jesus, baby. Some thinking he was crazy. Leaving ladies squeezing pins released to Hades. Beast, my elders 90s against guys who beat the 80s. Nowadays, it's a feast, or you pay me. From war-torn lands near the Warsaw plant, where them Ross Perot fans turn to also-rans moving. I can tell by your slow acceleration that so much you're dedicated, you're still prone to predation. Listen, you'll be on the road to perdition. Body showing up the party's head, arm, legs missing. Now minus those feet, go the distance. In every instance, all using and gone. Huh, we ain't gone. That's right, nigga. They lost the level, but them devils ain't been. Told the injuries coming back, them devils ain't been. We're frying, I saw the touch, you seen us coming out. Cut, cut, out, cut, take a ride, out, cut, out, cut, out, cut, out, cut, out, cut,
out, cut, out, cut, out, cut, out, cut,
out, cut, out, cut, out, cut, out,
it has withstood the vastness of the contention.
Someone's lost souls. Have I lost mine? It was start time. I was offline. Will it cost mine? Feeling chalk line. Feeling tossed aside. I ain't marching line. It was torture. I wasn't taught to survive. I just walked inspired by what talks inside. Hearing voices.
I heard a voice around my head. I watched the lips. I didn't like them.
Who spoke aside, had me walk inspired. Wasn't taught to survive, it was torture. I couldn't march in line, feeling tossed aside. Filled in chalk lines, will it cause mine? I was offline, it was start time. Just a lost mind, someone's lost souls. During hard times, from the dark skies, hearing voices.
Harder I listened, the clearer I heard.
It was me,
all right, boom, boom, boom. We back. This is the Think Myself Hour podcast. We just heard was Nowhere and voice of my man, My Dad's the Beast. Yeah, straight off the Devil's Playground EP. Like you said, he got another project with Planet Asia that's out now as well. So, yo, I know it's this weird interview. Played the song, I'm back. Just want to give y'all a couple more minutes just to say, hope you guys have a happy Valentine's Day by the time you listen to this. And also to another Black History Month. Please understand that, yeah, that's actually being under attack right now, especially here in Florida. Man, stand up, man. Straight up. Now, granted, anybody following me, especially on social media, ain't gonna act like I've been like the most biggest advocate of Black History Month. I ain't been giving out Black History facts, nothing like that. But it doesn't mean that I don't understand how important this is. And anybody who know me knows two things I love is history and being Black. So please understand, man, it's wartime. Straight up. So if you really want to sit here at like, I want to figure out, man, I wonder how it was in the 50s, man, when they have rights and when they decide to stand up. Like, bro, we here. Like, they really after us. And so if you're thinking like, oh, man, I'm all right. Guess what? It was people back then thought they was all right. Until somebody got up and said, yo, I'm going to fight until they shoot me down. You know what I mean? So, no, don't get too comfortable. You should never get too comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's gonna be a fight, right? If you're gonna be on the front lines or just even be knowledgeable of it, just be mindful. It's going down. So be ready, or at least be mindful. I ain't saying you 40, 50 years old. Probably, I know you got the energy to go out and march and all that other stuff. Supposedly supposed to be marching in Tallahassee a couple of days anyway on the 15th. In regards to the governor trying to attack, you know, African American studies here in Florida. And please understand that if you think that it's just gonna stop in their schools, no. Because for the longest, they made it seem as if it was a situation of trying to teach this in elementary schools. Like, it was a problem because children wouldn't be mature enough to understand what CRT is. They explain what they're doing at New College and how they're trying to keep African-American studies and even DEI seminars from being conducted in colleges, in a university. They're not going to stop. It's not a, oh, I'm straight over here. That's not touching me, so I'm cool. No, they coming for any and everything. Unless we really stand up and make and at least take a stand or make a statement, let it be known that we're not gonna tolerate this. So I just want to put that in your ear, man. You can sit here and try to play easy if you want to, or it's just a distraction. It's just, you know, they just doing that. They, bro, like, honestly, I feel like the governor is as dangerous as George Wallace was in the 60s. For real, for real. And it's not just about, oh, he's just trying to be president. No, he's actively doing things and he has the power to do it. The governor's seat in Florida is probably one of the most powerful in the country because of how long one party has had control. So they've disconsolidated for the past almost 30 years. I seen it. It's right here, right in front of me. I'm in the capital city. I read newspapers. So please understand, man, like, yeah, these are those times. So if you want to know, like, who and why some people stood up and some people didn't, if you find yourself sitting down, that's your answer. If you find yourself being silent, that's your answer. So what you going to do? Anyway, closing on that note. Again, shouts out to my man, Mighty Ass the Beat. Shouts out to my man, Oplex, for following through, and everybody else that, you know what I'm saying, gave me a follow, gave me a like, that came through and hit that subscribe button over in YouTube and shared, showed love. Again, shouts out to Freedom Train Radio, Pat, Joe, Shelby, Candace, everybody else involved. Especially shouts out to my wife, Felicia, and my daughter, Mackenzie. Daddy loves you. And we out, man. Love season. This is the Enigma Self Hour Podcast. You got time, baby.